From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. It's the season of shepherds, and there, a fun tune by composer Percy Grainger called Shepherd's Hay, played by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta conductor Kenneth Montgomery here on Kansas Public Radio. The classics continue on in the afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, very pleased to have joined you. Looking forward to what we have for you in this noon hour, a Spanish guitar concerto, the famous Fantasia for a Gentleman by Joaquin Rodrigo. We'll hear as well harpist Aoko Shinozaki play us a little holiday music, all in just a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the Snowman Concert Wednesday, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. Next for you on KPR, the music of Vivaldi and the familiar Four Seasons. The Winter Concerto next, where Vivaldi achieves something quite interesting, capturing the behavior of shivering in the winter cold, rendered in music. See if you don't agree when we hear the Trondheim soloists and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter next on KPR. Antonio Vivaldi's Winter Concerto from the Four Seasons, performed by the Trondheim soloists and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:20, and still to come, in just a few minutes, the Asturias Symphony Orchestra and guitarist Ricardo Galán and the Fantasia for a Gentleman by composer Joaquin Rodrigo. That and much more, still to come. Support for music programming on KPR today comes from Jackie Lambert of Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you for supporting your public radio station, Jackie, and happy birthday from everyone here at Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, about 31 degrees with sunny skies. Temperature should be in about the mid-30s for today. A little cloudy this evening and lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, a cloudy day with a high of 37. Something we have for you next from a composer who hails from Ecuador, a composer by the name of Jacinto Freire. This was written in 1982, a suite for flute and piano. Here's flutist Daniel Velasco, Ellen Summer on piano, on Kansas Public Radio. That's music written in 1982, a suite for flute and piano, from the composer Jacinto Freire of Ecuador. Some music and a composer I learned about while listening to KPR. We listen there to flutist Daniel Velasco and pianist Ellen Summer on Kansas Public Radio. 12:32 now. We're live. We're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could be with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Many of us spent the last few days chasing holiday deals. Today is Giving Tuesday, a time to focus on community. KPR brings you the beauty and depth of classical music every day, but here's the reality. Federal funding is gone forever. That means that the service depends almost entirely on listeners like you. Your gift keeps classical music alive. Join your neighbors who believe this music matters and start a monthly gift of $15 a month now at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And when you do, you can claim a custom KPR ornament. Someone I'd like to say thank you to for taking advantage of that offer earlier today, Aaron Wood of Lawrence, Kansas. Thanks us for introducing new and amazing repertoire and for supporting local musicians. Thank you, Aaron Wood of Lawrence, Kansas. We have for you next the Asturias Symphony Orchestra, and from Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, a guitar concerto, one written back in the day for Andres Segovia, the Fantasia for a Gentleman. Today we'll hear guitarist Ricardo Galán and the Asturias Symphony on KPR. The Asturias Symphony Orchestra and guitarist Ricardo Galán and Joaquin Rodrigo's Fantasia for a Gentleman here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:55, about 5 minutes until our next NPR News update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. And Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. Harpist Ayoko Shinozaki with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear here on Kansas Public Radio. It's almost 1 p.m. and in just a moment, NPR News. A little bit more Christmas music begins the next hour. The Nicholas Esterhazy Symphonia has a few carols for us. We'll also go on to hear the Fifth Symphony by Jean Sibelius. Stay with us for more wonderful classical music unfolding in the next hour. We've got music till 3 p.m. It is 31 degrees on the KU campus with sunny skies. Tonight a little cloudy and low temperatures in the mid-20s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Daryl Brogdon here, radio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and of course online at kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, done in the manner of a Baroque-era tune. Arranged and put on and performed by the Nicholas Esterhazy Symphonia, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back for some more classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, always happy to be with you. We await the Berlin Philharmonic this hour. A little bit later, we'll devote a good deal of the hour to them with their rendition of the Fifth Symphony by Jean Sibelius in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries. December 7th at 7 p.m. More at tlclawrence.org. Well, next we have French chamber music from the composer Camille Saint-Saëns, one of the most prolific French composers of the 19th century, who had an incredibly long and fruitful career. And in 1921, by that time, Saint-Saëns was quite old, in about his mid-80s. And in a letter to a friend, he remarked that, "At the moment, I'm concentrating my last reserves on giving rarely considered instruments the chance to be heard." At that time, that meant wind instruments. In 1921, or thereabouts, Saint-Saëns composed three sonatas for wind instruments. The one that we'll hear is his sonata for clarinet and piano, played by clarinetist Gervaise de Pryor and Gwyneth Pryor at the keyboard on Kansas Public Radio. That sonata for clarinet and piano, composed in 1921 by Camille Saint-Saëns, one of the French composer's final works. Played today by clarinetist Gervais de Pryor and pianist Gwyneth Pryor, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:26. We've got NPR News coming up at the top of the hour, classical music until 3 p.m., and, of course, later on tonight, from 7 to 9, more classical music with Destiny. She invites you to take a break from the winter blast and pretend that you're in Panama tonight in evening classical music with the Panama Dances by William Grant Still. That plus Symphony No. 3 by Brahms. Those and other classical delights with your host Destiny tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie. Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Well, next on KPR, we have a symphony. Not exactly a Christmas piece, but it did premiere in the year of December of 1915. That's when the Finnish government commissioned composer Jean Sibelius to write a symphony that they were throwing in honor of his own 50th birthday. Symphony No. 5, as it turns out, in E-flat major. We've got the Berlin Philharmonic next, led by Herbert von Karajan on KPR. Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius, which he wrote in 1915 when asked to by the Finnish government, which was honoring Sibelius on his 50th birthday. We listen there to the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m., stay tuned for NPR News and more classical music still to come.
Your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Together, we keep local news strong.
KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Roughly 0.5%. At 47,508, the S&P's risen 22 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at ScienceDelivers.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That sound given to us by the players of the Baroque Folk Ensemble in a very folksy indeed rendition of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and there's a little bit more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon. Before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m., the CBC Vancouver Orchestra gives us Bach and the 6th Brandenburg Concerto, plus a bit later a Spanish piano quartet with members of the Lincoln Trio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. It's also Giving Tuesday. We hope you can show your support for Kansas Public Radio with a year-end gift. A gift that will be matched dollar for dollar by the Harrison Family Fund. And I'd like to say a quick thank you to some people who have made that donation this afternoon. From Manhattan, Kansas, thank you to Salisa Pembleton. I do hope I said that name correctly. Very, very sorry if it was incorrect. down in Wichita, Kansas. Thank you to John Findling, as well as an anonymous donor from Baldwin City, Kansas. Thanks to them and all of you for your support of Kansas Public Radio. We continue on with a holiday offering and give you the sound of Christmas as it might have been experienced in the early 1700s, with music from German composer Johann Melchior Mölter and his Concerto Pastoral for the Christmas Season in G. Violinist Angela Dubow and the members of La Pieta, next on KPR. The sound of an 18th century Christmas, the Christmas Concerto by composer Johann Melchior Mölter, put on by the ensemble La Pieta with violinist Angela Dubow on Kansas Public Radio. Johann Melchior Mölter was a contemporary of Johann Sebastian Bach, and we've got his music still to come when the CBC Vancouver Orchestra gives us the 6th Brandenburg Concerto, coming up in just a moment. The time is 2:21. Support for classical music on KPR today comes from Jackie Lambert of Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you for supporting your public radio station, Jackie, and happy birthday from everyone at Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, we have sunny skies, 35 degrees. It'll warm up a bit more to about 38. And tonight, skies cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. A mostly cloudy day for tomorrow with temperatures around 37 and a bit breezy at times on Wednesday. A little time spent next with the Lincoln Trio, with the music of Spanish composer Joaquin Turina of Seville, a quartet for piano and strings, next on KPR. Quartet for Piano and Strings in A Minor, music of Spanish composer Joaquin Turina, performed today by the Lincoln Trio on KPR. About 2:40 and 20 minutes until all things considered at 3 o'clock. We're live, we're local, KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Many of us spent the last few days chasing holiday deals. Today is Giving Tuesday, a time to focus on community. KPR brings you the beauty and depth of classical music every day, but here's the reality. Federal funding is gone. Forever. This means that the service depends almost entirely on listeners like you. Your gift keeps classical music alive. Join your neighbors who believe this music matters, and start your monthly gift of $15 now at kansaspublicradio.org. When you do, you can claim a custom KPR ornament. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Time to bring you the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, led by Mario Bernardi, music by Bach, and the 6th Brandenburg Concerto, next on KPR. Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, led by Mario Bernardi, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., all things considered, from NPR News is next. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. A big thanks to all of you who supported KPR during Giving Tuesday. We're live, we're local. KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries, December 7th, 7 p.m., more at tlclawrence.org. And the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration of the zoo, with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org. It's 3 o'clock.